Yo, yo, yo! Welcome to the podcast. We're gonna be talking about Allen Ginsberg today, everybody. One of the poets I did for my project. I'd like to share some information to you guys. Let's get this started. Allen Ginsberg, one of the most influential poets of the 20th century. He was born on June 3rd, 1926 in Newark, New Jersey. He grew up in the city of Paterson. His mother's name was Naomi and his father's name was Lewis. Lewis was also a poet and a teacher. His mother came over from Russia. Ginsberg attended Columbia University. During his time at Columbia, he met Jack Kerouac and William S. Burroughs, who eventually became literary icons of a revolutionary cultural movement. Also, this was around the time Ginsberg started to realize his attraction towards men. Ginsberg graduated from Columbia in 1948. The following year, he was involved in a robbery. Instead of doing jail time, he pleaded insanity. After his release from the university's mental health facilities, he started to study under poet William Carlos Williams. After studying under Williams, he took off to San Francisco to become part of the Beat Movement. The Beat Movement was started by some authors and poets whose work explored and influenced American culture and politics. Moving to San Francisco also allowed him to find his partner, Peter Orlovsky. Ginsberg's most famous poem was titled Howl. It opened the eyes of people all around, exploring sexuality, anguish, and social issues. The poem was so out of the ordinary that Ginsberg was tried for its content. He won the case because the judge ruled that the poem had merit. This is when Ginsberg received the most publicity in his career. Right around this time, Ginsberg's mother passed away. She was suffering from severe mental illness. She passed in 1956. Ginsberg inspired many people and movements in the 20th century. He believed that being under the influence of drugs could help him reach bigger levels of consciousness. He wrote many books under the influence, including Yage Letters. Ginsberg's outspoken personality of the use of drugs and his sexuality inspired many rebelling movements of the time. One of his works, titled Flower Power, encouraged protesters in the 1960s to embrace nonviolent protests. By the 1980s, Ginsberg was considered one of the most famous living poets in America. He sold millions of books and kept his voice in social movements. As he already has been suffering from hepatitis and congestive heart failure, he was diagnosed with liver cancer in the spring of 1997. On April 5th, 1997, Allen Ginsberg passed away at the age of 70 years old. All right, and for the next part of the podcast, I'm going to be reading a poem for you guys by Allen Ginsberg titled Kiss Ass. Kiss ass is the part of peace. America will have to kiss ass Mother Earth. Whites have to kiss ass blacks for peace and pleasure. Only pathway to peace, kiss ass. All right, and for my guest on the show, helping me with the analysis part of the podcast, please welcome Mr. Nathan Lord. Welcome to the show, Nathan. How are you doing today?
Hey, good. Thanks for having me on. I'm glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here. And I heard you had some questions about this poem, and I'd like you to run through them with me.
Yeah, you have some questions about the poem. What's your initial thoughts on the title before even reading the poem?
So at first glance of the title, I was looking at it, and I kind of got the vibe that he was going to be talking about, you know, all the people in the world that kiss everybody's ass and, you know,
yeah,
try to build their way up through kissing up to the boss, I guess.
Yeah, a lot of people out there that do that.
Yes, they do.
All right, any poetic devices, literary terms in the poem that are important?
The most literary terms he uses in this poem is repetition. He repeatedly says the word kiss ass in his poem, and I think it's mostly to exaggerate his point, to get it across.
Yeah, that got to me. What's the tone throughout the poem?
Reading through this, I kind of got that he was being a little sarcastic. sounds like he's kind of making fun of the people that, you know, like to kiss ass in the world. And I can tell by reading this, he wasn't a kiss ass himself.
Any shifts in the poem?
Right at the end, when he says, peace is only possible if you kiss ass.
So what do you think about the title, like, at the end of the poem, after you're done reading it?
After I was done reading it, it hasn't really changed. I have the same interpretation as I did the first time.
What's the major theme in the poem?
The biggest thing I got out of this was, you can't please everyone. Just please yourself. Don't kiss ass to everyone. You know, just make sure you're happy and everything's going to be fine.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem, man. It was good to have you. I'll have you on another time.
Sweet. Sounds good.
All right. And that's going to do it for this episode of Allen Ginsberg. That's going to do it.